We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Tuesday to you, Brevard County. I plan on having a great day. How about you? This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We are working towards Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday. We'd like to invite you out to be part of our Resurrection Sunday services. Like I've told you on previous broadcasts, we have some great activities planned for kids. We have a lunch that is planned afterwards. I'm going to be doing an illustrated sermon. It's just going to be a great, great day. We would like to invite you. This is your personal invitation from Pastor Bob to come and join us, be a part of our services that day, and celebrate what God has done. Everything's going to begin at 10:30. We have our Sunday school class at 9:30, but our worship service starts at 10:30. We're going to be celebrating in song and just having a great day. Want to invite you to be a part of that. Tomorrow is our vintage service. Like to invite you to that. 11 o'clock tomorrow. Tomorrow night is Boys and Girls Ministry at 6:30. And then this coming Friday night is our Night of Honor. It's our 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Prayer meeting. And I told you, you know, if you can't pray for the entire time, you might surprise yourself, though. The presence of the Lord can make the time really fly. I remember hearing a story of a lady who was an office manager at a church, and the pastor said that he had about 15 minutes before he had to leave for an appointment. And she went over there at 15, you know, in 15 minutes, and the presence of the Lord had flooded the house, and that man was communing with God. And she said, there's no way I'm going to disturb that time. And she kept going back every 15 minutes, and it was still the same way. And finally, she went over there after an hour and a half, and the pastor said, is my time up? And she said, yeah. And he said, man, that was the fastest 15 minutes I've ever gone through in my life. And he'd been there for an hour and a half. You see, in the presence of the Lord, we are not really all that concerned about the timing. You know, if we would allow God to be in charge of our schedule, I believe our schedule would be a lot better. So we want to encourage you, if you can come for a little bit, if you can come for the start of it, 10 p.m., that's normally when the bulk of our people who are going to come show up, and then a lot of them make it till about midnight, and then after that, it's kind of on a rotation basis. But I want to take you today, because we have talked for this last month about building our lives becoming transformed from a sinkhole where it's just a ravenous, all about us consumption mindset into becoming a pillar for our God, a skyscraper, a testament to the grace of God, a light that is planted on the top of a hill. And today I've got one last teaching on this, and it's going to be a completely different than what we've talked about before. But I want to share this with you, that God wants to fill your life with beauty. He wants to fill your life with beauty. You see, he's not interested in just building a cold, lifeless structure that is void of color. God is not just utilitarian. He builds things on purpose. He doesn't waste things. But I want you to know that God is an artist. That's why whenever we get away from our normal routines of life and we get out and involved and seeing things that we haven't seen before, we allow ourselves time to smell the roses. All of a sudden, we begin to see with our very own eyes the majesty that God has created in this world. And if I can paint a picture for you, the majesty of earth pales by comparison to what he has in store for eternity. Streets of translucent gold, seas of crystal, gates made out of pearls. What a beautiful, beautiful place heaven is going to be. So I want to take you here first of all this morning, and I want you to just sit back, because there are a lot of people who think that God is looking for you and I just to be humdrum, run-of-the-mill, no distinction. And I want you to know, nothing could be further from the truth. You know what is actually true? Hell is going to be a mundane place. There's weeping and there's gnashing of teeth. There's pain and agony and heartache. And that's it. That's it. Endless suffering. That is what heaven, or that's what hell is like. It is just a horrible, boring, mundane, painful place. Heaven is not so. God is a master artist. I saw a commercial, a few weeks ago when I was watching the basketball tournament, and it was talking about a pitcher who paints the outside of a corner, and they said they call him a Rembrandt, even though a strike on the outside corner is the same as any other strike. And I want you to know that God is a master artist. And so let me tell you today, I'll take you to the Word of God. We do want to say, if you'd like to learn more about God, Advanced Christian Training School, 633-0432, Ted and Linda Empsom. They've been meeting in our fellowship hall for almost probably about 9 months now. Every Tuesday night they have a free video Bible class, 6 to 9 p.m. If you'd like more information, I believe right now they are in the midst of a series of teachings by Joyce Meyer. And so if you want to learn more about that, you can contact them at 633-0432, 633-0432. So First Peter chapter 1, verse... Let me try this one more time. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. God not only wants to create the infrastructure on the outside, the skeletal structure and the support structure of the building, but he wants to fill our lives with every good thing. A building that is just a building with a floor and some walls and a roof on it is not really a completed structure. It's only reached about 50% of its capacity at that point in time, because also in that building there needs to be running water, there needs to be sewer, there needs to be power, there needs to be offices and doors and access and then after all of that is done, then they go about making it beautiful. If they built the world's most expensive skyscraper and all they had on the inside of it was concrete floors, white walls, and white ceilings, they would never get anybody to rent it, because it would be so drab and boring. There would be no aesthetic appeal. I want you to know that God wants you and I to operate our life. He wants to give us in our lives not only all of those functions. You are meant to have power. God has given us power and authority. He's given us a system. He says in John chapter 4, he's the first person that I know of that refers to running water. He says, the person who drinks of the well that, or the water that I give him, shall never thirst, but out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. There's never going to be a drought in the kingdom of God. There's light there, but he provides so much beauty. You see, I have a bit of a functionality mindset. The first thing that I want to accomplish is it functional? And then after I know that it is functional, then we go about setting to make it beautiful. And God wants your life to be filled with beauty. Please understand that 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 2, it says, as his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And then it says, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, listen to this, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. In other words, he wants to fill up. He doesn't want it to be an abandoned building. He doesn't want it to be a lifeless building. He doesn't want your life to be a life without joy. He wants to fill you to capacity. He wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit. He wants to fill you with the Word of God. He wants to fill you with the love of God. And so today we're going to talk just a little bit about some of the things that God wants to fill your life with. Okay, and in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse number 29, it says, give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Listen to this. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Now, I come from a part of the country where there is a huge holiness emphasis. And a lot of times what that concept of holiness deteriorated into was just a list of rules. Okay, your hair's got to be of this variety. Your clothing has got to be monochrome. It's got to be basically the same color. It's got to be of this length. You can't do this. You can't do this. You can't do this. And there it did a whole lot to make people's lives unattractive. But I believe that the Word of God says that you and I are supposed to conduct ourselves in such a way that people will see our nature, our character, and everything that is going in our life, and it will be attractive to them because it will be appealing to the void that they have in their life. It'll be appealing to the... Listen to what it says in 1 Chronicles 16, 20. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Holiness is beautiful. Holiness will cause joy to flood your countenance. Holiness will fill your skyscraper, if you will, with life and vibrancy. It'll cause you to be able to celebrate appropriately the goodness, the great goodness of God. You will be walking in the beauty of health. Your marriage will be desirable. People will rise up and call you. Isn't that what it says, Proverbs 31? That because of that woman's life, people will rise up and call her blessed. Her husband will be respected. Her children will be different. And so why should our churches be any different? Listen, we have an order of service, but like I've said before, what we're really after is the presence of the Lord, because the presence of the Lord, when he comes in, he's free to do anything that lines up with his word, because it's his house. It's his house. We judge the spirit. We evaluate it. We want to make sure that everything is done in accordance with the word of God. But when God shows up, he's going to make things beautiful. If you think that the Garden of Eden was just a boring and mundane place, you are mistaken. That's one of the things that I think of whenever evolutionists and people start talking about, well, we'll look at the age of this and the age of that. And you know what? There are chemical processes that you can do to things that you can make them appear aged. You can actually cause them to deteriorate rapidly and all of that sort of stuff. And I thought, a painter can paint a portrait, and he can make it look old. You know, he can make certain areas look old and certain areas look not so old. And I want to ask you today, do you think that God, in his supernatural ability, could be such a master craftsman that he created tremendous variety in everything that you and I see around us? I believe he does. Listen to the temple of the Lord in 2 Chronicles chapter 3, verse 3. This is the foundation which Solomon laid for the building of the house of God. The length was 60 cubits by cubits according to the former measure, and the width 20 cubits, and the vestibule that was in front of the sanctuary was 20 cubits long across the width of the house, and the height was 120. Okay, all of that is just the structure. But listen, he overlaid the inside with pure gold. The larger room he paneled with cypress, which he overlaid with fine gold. And he carved palm trees and chain work on it, and he decorated the house with precious stones for beauty, and the gold was gold from Parvaim. He also overlaid the house, the beams, and doorpost, its walls and doors with gold, and he carved cherubim on the walls. I want you to see, it wasn't just about function. That there was gold in God's house. There were things that were carved that were there. It was a beautiful, beautiful structure. And remember, God never retreats. He always advances. Solomon's temple was more ornate than what Moses' tabernacle was. But you and I in the New Testament are called the temple of the Holy Spirit. And he wants to fill our lives. He wants to fill us up with beautiful, powerful, functioning things that will demonstrate the master craftsman that he is. And then when we get to heaven, my goodness, it is just going to be phenomenal. In Psalm 95, verses 4-6, it says, "For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him, and strength and beauty are in his sanctuary." Guys, if I can just tell you something right now, because a lot of times we think of beauty as being something in the female's domain. You know, when I want something to be made pretty, if I wanted something to be beautiful, then I have a group of people. I say, okay, here's the parameters. Now go and make it beautiful. Go and make it beautiful. And we guys, we tend to focus on the strength. It's not supposed to be beauty that is without strength, and it is not supposed to be strength without beauty. In Psalm 96, God says that in his sanctuary, in his house, in your life, in my life, there should be two marks of distinction. One is strength, and the other is beauty. And we've already talked about that holiness is a beautiful thing. We are to praise him in the beauty of his holiness. So, Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 11, it says, "But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation." Not of this creation. I would really like to challenge you today to allow God access to fill your life with strength, with flexibility, with beauty. Fill it with love. Fill it with peace, with joy. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. There's life forevermore. There is so much, you know, and please forgive me if you're not a believer today and you think that Christians' lives should be boring, if there should be nothing attractive about it, I dare to challenge you to that, because God wants to fill us with beautiful things. Jesus said, God, give me the glory that I had with you before I came to earth. That's what he's, you know, when we get to heaven, I believe we are going to be awestruck at the beauty of the Lord, at the strength of the Lord. I had a conversation recently with somebody, you know, over the past couple of months, I had been dealing with an eye, a detached retina, and the treatment for that was involved a laser surgery, where they went and fired a laser into my eye, and I was telling this person that, you know, as they got closer to where the tear originated, they had to increase the intensity of the laser. I could tell they increased the intensity because it got a lot more painful. And as they were doing that, it almost got me to the breaking point of saying, could I just have just a second to catch my breath? And then, but I said, you know what? I can deal with this. This is my eyesight. I can put up with this if it means that I'm going to get to see again. I can endure this pain. And that was a little bit of light shining in my eye. And as I was having this conversation with this other pastor, the thought was this, can you imagine the intensity of the pain that Jesus went through on the cross? And he went through it silent. He went through the trial, not responding. He went through all of that stuff, and he never surrendered. He never threw up the flag and said, no, it's too painful, I can't do it. I want you to know that the Savior I serve is not a timid Savior, not a weak Savior, but he is the Almighty God. He is the God of all strength. He is the God of all power, and he is the God of all beauty. I thank God for his strength, but I also thank him for his strength. I've shared this before, but when God spoke to me, and he spoke to me as I was praying. I was praying for a person to be saved, and they were running away from God pretty seriously, and and in the midst of that, God interrupted my prayer and said, I am going to put you and Cindy together as husband and wife. She wasn't the one I was praying for. She was on fire for God. And she said, he said, I'm going to put you together. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the thread of your life and the thread of her life, and I'm going to weave the three of us together and create a tapestry more beautiful than you could have ever woven on your own. Today, I want to encourage you to allow God to begin to work in your life, to create the beauty of personality, the beauty in your emotions, the beauty in your speech. I'll be honest with you, there are some times that I'm going through the community and the speech is so ugly that it's just like, that's just gross. And yet God wants to give us beauty. He wants to give us beauty in our spirit. I believe that he wants to give us beauty in our homes, in our relationships. Allow God to be the God who fills this trophy of his grace with the beauty of his holiness. The last verses we're going to read today are in Revelation chapter 21. And it says, now the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. This is Revelation 21, 14 through 27. And he who talked with me had a gold reed to measure the city, its gates, and its wall. The city is laid out as a square, its length as its is as great as its breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. Its length, breadth, and height are equal. Then he measured its wall 144 cubits according to the measure of a man, that is, of an angel. Okay, so now we know a little bit about the structure of this new city. In verse 18, it says, the constructions of its wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second, sapphire, the third, chalcedony, the fourth, emerald, the fifth, sardonyx, the sixth, sardius, the seventh, chrysolite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, topaz, the tenth, chrysoprase, the 11th, jacinth, and the 12th, amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light, and the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory and honor it. And its gates shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there, and they shall bring glory and honor of the nations into it. But there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. You know why God wants you in heaven? Because you're going to help make it beautiful. He created all the beauty there as well, but he is looking for those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life. You know, I've got an interesting thing, and that is this. I want to dare to believe God for more beauty in my life in the latter years than what I dared to believe him for in my former years. I pray that God makes my life a picture of his strength and a picture of his beauty that will attract others to know him in the beauty of his holiness. Father, we want to thank you for this study. I thank you for the men and women who you are making to be pillars in the temple of your God. I pray, God, that today you would fill them with strength, you would fill them with the beauty of your holiness, and God, that you would fill them with everything that pertains to life and godliness. In Jesus' name, I hope you have enjoyed this study. God bless you. You have a great Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.